Good morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. It's day 313, which brings us to Joshua chapter 14. We're continuing to look at the allotment of the land of Israel to the nation of Israel, to the tribes of Israel. Let's pray and ask God's help. Heavenly Father, please be our teacher and our guide as we continue studying your word together. Please lead us in truth by your Holy Spirit through your word. Please lead us to glorify you with the truth that you teach us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua chapter 14. These are the inheritances that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only cities to dwell in, with their pasture lands for their livestock and their substance. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. But my brothers, who went up with me, made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he had said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now, give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day how the Anakim are there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out just as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. One of my favorite chapters in Joshua, one of my favorite characters in the Bible, is Caleb. Caleb is just a steadfast, brave, valiant, determined man. He's not afraid of giants in the land. He gave a faithful report when he was 40 years old, 45 years old when he was 45 years later when he's 85 years old. He is not afraid of the giants in the land. And Moses had given him this promise that he would have the land of Hebron, which is the land of Kiriath Arba. Kiriath Arba was the greatest of all of the Anakim, the most famous, the most legendary giant of them all. And Caleb says, "Send me there. Send me to Kiriath Arba." And in taking Kiriath Arba, he renames it Hebron. So I want to show you a map today of the land of Canaan. So I'm going to bring that up, and I'm going to hide this. And so this is the land of Canaan as it's distributed among the 12 tribes. Okay, we're going to zoom in a little bit so that we can see things a little bit better. And so you can see the 2.5 tribes that are given their land on the east side of the Jordan. That half tribe of Manasseh gets quite a large allotment of land on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, or the Sea of Kinnereth, and all the way up north and then south. And then Gad gets that land in the middle, and Reuben gets that land that is to the east of the Dead Sea. And you see Judah there. And if I zoom in a little bit more on Judah, you can see Hebron. You see it there toward the bottom of the map, just southwest of the H. So Hebron is that hill country, and that's the country that Caleb says, send me there. So Judah has a place of privilege by lot. They're given this large section of land. Simeon actually ends up having a place in the Negev. The Negev is a desert land that's down there. It does get some seasonal rain, and when it gets seasonal rain, the wadis, which are the dry river valleys, they fill with water very quickly. And so there's, you know, a brief period of time during the wet season when it's actually quite fertile and quite full of water. But you, what you have to do is store that water and then use it year round. And so you see Benjamin gets the land north of Judah, Dan, Ephraim. You see West Manasseh there, East Manasseh. Manasseh really is obviously quite large. But Ephraim's land is actually some of the most prime land. It's really in a very, very good place where it gets lots of rainfall. It's very fertile land. It's very productive land. Naphtali as well, these mountains up north of the Sea of Galilee get a lot of rain and get a lot of good land. Asher along the coast, Zebulun, Issachar. So this is the allotment of the land for the 12 tribes. But today we're focusing our attention on this hill country down here in Hebron, which is given to Caleb, because Caleb is not afraid of the giants who are in the land. So what's our lesson from today? Well, I think it's really very simple. Doesn't mean it's easy. There are difficult things in life. There are challenges. Sometimes it can feel like there are giants in the land who are fierce and who are many and who are strong and who are hardened from war. You have to remember, if these are the last of the Anakim, other than the ones that are down in the Philistine area along the coast, that's where Goliath is going to come from. There's some of them, but these are the last of the Anakim, which means they are the most battle-hardened. They are the most fierce. Arba had the most fierce reputation among all the Anakim. So sometimes life can feel that way. It can feel like this overwhelming, like there's so many things stacked against us and there's so many problems and there's so many obstacles. But Caleb knew something. First of all, he knew that God was almighty, that nothing was impossible for God. Second, he knew that God was no liar, that God kept his promise. And third, he knew that if he trusted in the Lord would accomplish his purposes through him. And he kept himself strong. He kept himself ready for war. Remember yesterday we talked about how spiritual warfare is never over in this life. Here's Caleb at 85 years old, ready for spiritual warfare. Of course, in the Old Testament, it's actual physical warfare. But, 85, should be praying and seeking the Lord and just as eager to grow and learn and witness and evangelize and pray against things that are in your life or in the life of your church that need to be removed so that God's kingdom can go forward. So all of this is just for us. The lesson is simple. Though there are giants in the land, the giants are not bigger than God. The giants do not nullify the promises of God. Now, we have to make sure we're standing on the promises of God and not on presumption, but standing on the promises of God, we should be ready to go forward, trusting God into whatever he has for us, knowing that his promises do not fail and there is no one stronger than he is. So whatever the giants are in your life today, whatever impossible obstacles there seem to be to God's purpose for your life, your church, the cause of Christ in the world, pray to God, go forward in the battle, speak his word, share it with others, pray hard, and see what God will do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for life in Christ. Thank you for promises that are precious and that are all yes in Christ. Thank you that you are almighty and that there's no one who compares with you in power, and no one can oppose you or stop you from accomplishing your purposes. Help us to trust you in that. There are days when it just feels like it's overwhelming. We feel outnumbered. We feel defeated. We feel overwhelmed by our own sin, by sin in our family, by sin in our culture, by problems in our church, whatever it may be. But you are greater. You are stronger. And your promises and your purposes will stand. So help us to stand for you, just like Caleb did. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Joshua 14. Hope that was a blessing to you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.